Welcome to Evangelism on Fire podcast. My name is Mark Thomas, an ordained pastor, a teacher of the best-selling book of all time, your host, and most importantly, your evangelism coach. Every episode, I bring you an inspiring message to help you live the most exciting life God has created you to live by actively sharing your faith in Jesus with others. I believe in the power of the gospel and the potential of all Christians to live out the mission of the Great Commission. I believe the best way for Christians to grow is to go. It's time for a revolution in every Christian's life around the world so that every person everywhere around the world can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ from a friend or family member through one-on-one evangelism. I'm so thankful for our time together today. I absolutely love spending time with you, Evangelism on Fire Nation. I believe this podcast will truly inspire you, and I believe it will inspire so many people that you know. And if you're inspired and feeling moved to share this, then please message some friends, post this on social media, and let people know about this episode so we can get this message out there more. I appreciate you and everyone listening right now. And a quick reminder, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, to rate it, to review it, spread the word on social media, and spread the message of Evangelism on Fire forward.
Many people are looking for hope these days, especially young people. They want to be part of something bigger. And here at Evangelism on Fire Ministry, we have big plans to reach them in 2023. Here's where you will not find hope. You won't find hope in the culture. You won't find hope in technology. You won't find hope, even in many ways, in politics. Now, all of these things have their place, but true hope can only be found in God. The message that we want to share is that God wants to give hope to the young generation and all generations, that there is hope for them through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And we want to offer this hope to as many people as possible in 2023 through our outreach ministries, which of course includes our EOF podcast ministry. I'm asking you to join us at EOF Ministry and become a partner. A partner is just a friend that makes a regular commitment to us each and every month. They stand by us. That enables us to respond to the opportunities that are coming our way. In many ways, we live in a hopeless world. But through Christ, we have hope. Life without God is a hopeless end. Life with Him is an endless hope. Join us right now and become a part of our team, and let's reach the world with the most important message that exists, the gospel message. Join us for the plans we have for ministry in 2023 by becoming an Evangelism on Fire ministry partner. Are you ready? Well, this is your next step. Go to today's show notes and click on the giving link to become a monthly partner by setting up a monthly donation, or go to our website, evangelismonfire.com. Click on the donate button to give a monthly reoccurring donation or a one-time gift. Thank you for joining us to give hope to the world.
Hi, Evangelism on Fire Nation. This is your host, Mark Thomas. Hey, welcome to part 5 of our amazing series, Active Lifestyle of Evangelism. So if you haven't heard part 1 through 4, make sure to go check those episodes out so you can get the most out of this amazing Active Lifestyle of Evangelism series. Here's our quote of the day. It's brought to you by Charles Spurgeon. He once said, "To be a soul winner is to be the happiest thing in this world. And with every soul you bring to Jesus Christ, you seem to get a new heaven here upon earth." Man, that is so true. God's word says this in Luke 14:23. "And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." God's word also says this in 1 John 1:3. "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Today, let's take a look at the story sharing style, also known as the testimony evangelism style of living an active lifestyle of evangelism. Throughout this Active Lifestyle of Evangelism series, I've been encouraging you to train your brain listening to be aware of the five evangelism styles. Here's the great news. There's an evangelism style to fit every Christian, no matter if you're an introvert, extrovert, or what your personality type may be. Know this, Evangelism on Fire Nation. If you truly make up your mind to not go your entire life without leading someone to Jesus as your Savior, and you know your primary style of evangelism and your personality type, you will be totally and thoroughly equipped when it comes to telling people about Jesus when you find the approach that fits you. I've offered this gift to you throughout this series, and of course, I'm offering it to you again today. If you don't know your primary voice type, you know, your personality type, go to today's show notes now and click the link to take your free, again, it's a free 5 voices assessment, my free gift to you, so that you can discover what your primary and secondary voice order is. Again, it will help equip you to have the tools you need to have great success as you tell others about your wonderful Lord and Savior. Evangelism on Fire Nation, hey, if there's one thing I want you to get from today's episode is this. Know this. Let this sink into the deep marrow of your bones. God wants to use you in amazing ways by sharing your unique testimony. Look, no one has the testimony on planet Earth but you. That's why your testimony is unique. You have a unique testimony, and through the testimony evangelism style, also known as the story sharing style, God wants to use you to encourage, inform, and inspire many others to investigate and follow Christ themselves. I mean, think about this, Evangelism on Fire Nation. You have a one-of-a-kind, unique story of how you came to make a decision to follow Jesus, and your story could be used when sharing your faith in Jesus with others through living an active lifestyle of evangelism. You can use your testimony to proclaim what you have seen and heard so that other people may have fellowship with other believers and have a relationship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, as John speaks about in 1 John 1:3. Those with a story-sharing style, evangelism style, are skilled or can become skilled at sharing the details of their experience with God in His love, grace, and mercy. Through the gift of communication, we can illustrate in an experiential way the reality that life with God is so much better, even in hard times, and that anything given up to know and follow Jesus is well worth the price. People whose style of evangelism is the story sharing style tend to be clear communicators and find joy in sharing the details of their God experiences. They're usually storytellers. It's easy to talk to others about what's going on in their lives, and when they share their stories, people are typically dialed in to what they are sharing. If this sounds like you, the testimony or story sharing style, evangelism style, may be the style that best fits you. So you may be a natural at talking about things you've experienced, but you've not yet included discussions about spiritual topics. Hey, that's perfectly okay. If you are sensing this style is your style of evangelism, just begin taking steps to develop and deploy it. Remember this, practice makes you better equipped at living out an active lifestyle of evangelism. It's just like anything else. The more you practice at something, the better you become at that thing. So if you find yourself easily sharing stories of your trip to the pool or to the exciting ball game that you went to with your friends or family, it's likely you could adapt your conversation to highlight the spiritual activity of God in your life as well. Here's the most amazing news. All of us who are Christ followers have a unique story to tell about His impact on our lives. I absolutely love what Revelation 12:11 says about that very thing. This powerful verse of scripture tells us that one of our primary weapons for winning spiritual battles is the word of our testimony. Why is this so? Because the details of your unique journey from a selfish, self-centered life to one of serving Christ are a constant reminder that God is moving in you. Your testimony reinforces your faith, and it's a powerful tool for sharing your faith in Jesus with others through living an active lifestyle of evangelism. Listen, no one, let me say that again, no one can argue the experiences of your testimony. So begin to think today through the elements of your spiritual journey and how you might best describe them to others. All right, Evangelism on Fire Nation. Hey, let's get ready for our challenge time for the day. Let's go ahead and take a moment right now to examine yourself. Ask yourself, is the testimony evangelism style, also known as the story sharing style, is that your style? Could it be your style? May it be your style? Just take a moment and search that out. Take this time to ask yourself, does this fit your personality type, or does this fit your preference of living out an active lifestyle of evangelism? Right now, I'm going to read from Mark Middleburg's Contagious Faith book. Look, I've said this throughout the series, and you know I'm going to say this again. This book is my all-time favorite book on evangelism. Look, and I've read most of the evangelism books out there over the years. This is by far my favorite book ever written on evangelism, and I highly recommend you buy this book to fully equip you to live an active lifestyle of evangelism. So what I'm going to do for you, Evangelism on Fire Nation, I'll include the link to purchase his book in today's show notes. So you can just click that link and you can purchase as many copies as you want. And again, I get absolutely nothing from suggesting you buy this book, but it's a blessing to me and I want it to be a blessing to you. So grab your copy today, read every word of this amazing book so you could be equipped when it comes to living an active lifestyle of evangelism. Mark writes on pages 88 through 96. I'm going to read that to you right now. He writes about the three skills for every Christian. Mark says, beginning in page 88, whether or not the story sharing style is your main approach, there are three key styles that are helpful for all of us as we engage people around the subject of our spiritual experience. These can help us better understand the person we're talking to and assist us in communicating our stories in ways that really connect with them. The first key skill that he writes about is key skill number one, use questions to draw out your friend's spiritual beliefs. We said earlier that the central focus of our story needs to be on how it will relate to the person with whom we are sharing it. But the only way we can effectively tailor our communications to that person is by first getting to know their story. And the way we can do that is best by asking them open-ended questions and then really listening to what they tell us. I love what Mark goes on to say right here. He goes on to say that Jesus, as always, he was the master at this. In fact, he often answered people's questions by asking his own. In this way, he would draw people out, get to know their real thoughts and motivations, and make them all the more eager to see what he would say in reply. As Karen Lee Thorpe explains in her book, How to Ask Great Questions, Jesus' questions were simple, clear, never condescending, always provocative. They made people think for themselves and examine their hearts. Jesus' questions were always fresh and attuned to the unique needs of the people he was talking to. Gary Poole adds in his groundbreaking book, Seeker Small Groups, questions are great conversation starters. They force people to think, look within themselves, examine their hearts, and search for answers. Just as questions were a great teaching tool for Jesus, questions are also an excellent tool in the hands of his followers. That's you and me, Evangelism on Fire Nation. By simply raising a few good questions with your seeking friends, you can spark in-depth spiritual conversations. What is your religious background? How have your beliefs changed over the years? Where would you say you are now in your spiritual journey? More specific to the story sharing approach, Poole adds that we need to ask our neighbors about their stories and then listen, really listen. Ask follow-up questions and then listen some more. Non-Christians are eager to tell their stories once they find a Christian willing to stop talking long enough to listen. Understand where they're coming from first. Only then will we earn the right to share our stories and God's. Mark goes on to say, I agree. And I'd add that by asking others about their backgrounds and encouraging them to talk first, you'll find any pressures you might be feeling start to subside as you relax and engage with them on the details of their lives this. Then when you finally share your own story, you'll be much more at ease and they'll likely be more eager to listen. Here's key skills for every Christian. Number two, communicate your story around a natural outline. When it comes time to tell your story, it's helpful to have it thought it through previously and organized in a simple outline format. One that helps it flow naturally, but which also gives you the flexibility to address things your friend shared about their experience. Putting it a different way, you should avoid the extremes of either inventing your outline on the spot, in which case it could get disjointed and confusing, or of presenting a memorized speech, which probably would come off as canned and impersonal. Here is my suggestion, three-part outline. Discovery. What did you discover that helped shape your spiritual journey? What helped you reach the conclusion that you needed Christ and the salvation he offers? Was it when you were a child? Was it a process or maybe a series of discoveries? Who or what were the main influences on your thinking? Were you immediately open or was it more of a gradual journey? This point might flow out of a dramatic experience you had all in one day, or it could be the summary of what you discovered over a longer season. Decision. What did you decide based on that discovery? This might have been a series of many decisions, for example, to search more deeply, to attend a discussion group or a church service, or to talk to someone about your spiritual questions. But be sure to include an explanation of the ultimate decision you made to ask God for his forgiveness and leadership in your life based on Jesus' payment on the cross for your sins. Also, try to explain what you did in transferable terms that your friend can understand and imitate. You can do this by being specific about what you understood, decided, and prayed. Difference. What difference did that decision make in your life? One of the most important aspects of our testimony, especially to our friend who's trying to decide whether it's worth it to follow Christ, is the difference Jesus has made in your life. What has been the benefits? We need to be careful here not to describe the Christian life in flowery or overstated terms to promise something the Bible does not guarantee, a life of unending success and happiness. But yes, following Jesus is better. Jesus said he would give rest to the weary, and in John 10:10, he explained that he came so we may have life and have it to the full. He also said that whoever loses their life for his sake will find it. That's in Matthew 10:39. Try to paint a positive but realistic picture based on your own experience of why it's better to follow Christ. This simple framework is easy to remember and natural to follow. It's also very flexible. You can sum it up briefly, or if you have enough time and the other person shows genuine interest, you can expand upon it and get into much greater detail, but still follow this general flow. Here is key skill number three that every Christian should know when it comes to the story sharing style of evangelism. Relate your story to your friend's situation. There's one more key skill to discuss briefly. As much as possible, we need to connect our story to the life situation and concern of the people we're talking to. And ideally, we should do this at both the beginning and at the end of what we share. Lee Strobel often does this by explaining at the beginning that his journey through skepticism is relevant to anyone who has spiritual doubts or questions, whether they're a believer or someone just considering the Christian faith. You might be an atheist like I was, he'll say, but you'll probably wrestle with some of the same doubts and questions that I did at that time. Maybe the details of my journey will help you come to terms with some of the issues that trouble you. Then after he shares his story, including much of the evidence that convinced him Jesus is who he claimed to be, he'll put the ball back in the other person's court. He'll ask them, in light of the information I learned and how it changed my life, how do you think your next steps might be? Given the compelling nature of Lee's story and the information he learned, people often acknowledge that they need to trust Christ in the way that he did. Mark goes on to say, I also like the way Paul, in the example we saw in Acts chapter 26, deliberately connected his experience to those of the people listening to him. He did this at the beginning of verses 2-3. King Agrippa, Paul begins, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusations of the Jews, and it's especially so because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. See how effectively he builds on the conceptual bridge of the king by highlighting their areas of shared experience. It is a winsome and powerful beginning that you can emulate, for example, by saying something like that. I'm really glad we're talking about this, Randall, because your studies in science seems to be landing you in a very similar conclusions I reached when I first started at the university, or what you shared about your challenging experience with church when you were younger. Sarah reminds me much of what I went through, in fact, and then you can talk about how these similar experiences affected you and how you were able to work through them, eventually trusting in Christ and letting him heal your past and guide your life. Mark continues in his amazing book, going back to Paul in Acts 26, you'll see how again and again he connected the elements of his testimony to his listeners after he presented his story. In verses 25 through 27, after being challenged by a name named Festus, he applied his message to King Agrippa by boldly declaring to Festus, "What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do." This was a very effective way of projecting what he had shared onto the life of his high-profile listener. And if you read the entire story, you'll see that the king clearly got the point. So let's follow these simple examples and, as much as possible, tether our story to the concerns and experiences of the people we're talking to in an effort to show them once again that what we've found in Christ can help them in similar ways. Mark goes on to mention cautions concerning the story sharing style on pages 96 through 98. He mentions to make sure you embrace your story, to be honest, to tailor to your audience, and to speak plain English. All right, Evangelism on Fire Nation, here's your pro tip of the day. Again, I said it earlier, but I'm going to mention it to you again. Yes, I'm going to put it into your ears again right here, right now. If you're not sure of your personality type or your primary voice, just click on the 5 voices assessment link in today's show notes to take your free assessment. This will give you a better idea of what your personality type is and what evangelism style best fits you. Remember, there are 5 primary voice types or personality types and 5 evangelism styles. And guys, don't overthink this. Just pick an evangelism style and begin to practice it in real time. Maybe start with a friend or a family member just to start getting a feel of practicing an evangelism style. Start putting the reps in today and watch what God will do with your willingness and obedience to live an active lifestyle of evangelism. I'll see you next week for part 6 of our Active Lifestyle of Evangelism series. I'll be covering the reason giving evangelism style, also known as the apologetic style. Make sure to share your faith in Jesus with at least 1 person this week and have the best week of your life. Thanks so much for your time with me today. It's been an amazing time, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey of sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Make sure to check out today's podcast show notes for a description of today's show along with other super important details. And also, make sure to share this with a friend and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts as well. I really appreciate your feedback, Evangelism on Fire Nation, so share a review on Apple and let me know what part of this episode resonated with you the most. And hey, if no one has told you lately, God loves you, I love you, you matter, and you have divine purpose. Now it's time to go out there and share the boom, the gospel message with others. Make sure to join me for our next episode. Yeah.